Now, I could not get my son off the couch and out for a walk on the mountain this weekend because he was glued to a device watching the Fortnite World Championship. We've had a lot of conversations on the show about this game. Some of you love it, some of you hate it. We all worry about whether our kids are playing too much of it and whether they're getting enough fresh air and whether they're getting all their homework done because they are playing on the computers all the time or on the phone or whatever it is. Maybe you will think just a fraction more positively about Fortnite when you hear the news that one teenager has just won more than 40 million rand playing the game this past weekend. His name is Kyle Giesdorf. He's 16 years old and he won the Fortnite World Championship played at the Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York. Those of you who are tennis fans know that's where you watch the US Open. It was a big deal. It was a big tournament in a big venue with a very big prize purse at the end of it. 100 players battling it out on giant computer screens, more than 30 nations represented. 70 of the players were from the US, but there were representatives from France and the UK and others. To talk a little bit about the significance of this moment in esports and the future of gaming in South Africa, delighted to welcome Jan Vermeulen, the editor-at-large of My Broadband, and I suspect himself something of a gamer. Jan, how would you have rated your chances against those teenagers at the Fortnite World Champs? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You know, in statistics, it's very rare to give absolute percentages, but I had a 0% chance of winning that tournament. They're incredibly good, incredibly dedicated. It is, when we call it esports, you know, a lot of people liken it a little bit to chess. You know, there's not a lot of physical exertion in it, you know, in the actual activity itself, but it really is a sport in terms of training, in terms of coaching, and that sort of thing. You literally spend hours and hours and hours honing your skills to compete at that level.
Now, I mean, a 16-year-old walking away with the prize, perhaps not surprising when we look at our teenagers and how committed they are to putting in the hours of training. But there have been some complaints about this game in particular, Jan, and I think we've had the conversation before saying if it wasn't Fortnite, it would be something else. But sure, a lot of people are worried about the amount of time that teenagers in particular are spending on this game. I'm interested to know, was there any kind of age restriction on the tournament, or did they do any kind of put checks and balances and set a minimum age level, for example?
Yes, so I would imagine that the age restriction on the tournament would be the same as for the game. And so the game's age restrictions differ from territory to territory.
Okay.
But I mean, one of the coups of this, you know, of Fortnite, and what made it such a tremendous success, is that the violence in the game is cartoonified, you know, to the point that it's acceptable for much lower age rating, and so that's part of the reason that it's enjoyed the massive amount of success that it has, is because it's a very accessible game.
Yeah.
Compared to the likes of something like Counter-Strike or Call of Duty, where the violence is a lot more graphic and they usually receive a mature age rating. And you know, in different countries, so like in South Africa, you know, that will be 13 or 16. In other territories, it might be 17. But Fortnite, not so. Fortnite is available to a much younger audience.
Okay, which would then explain why I believe a 14-year-old walked away with one of the big prizes and a 15-year-old was, I think, second in the duo event. So, my son's 12, nearly 13. Currently, his career ambitions put architecture first and Fortnite second, and I hope it's going to stay that way. But, I mean, let's talk about the prize pool here, because that 40 million rand, it was $3 million, so over 40 million rand equivalent. I believe that is the biggest prize pool ever offered in esports. Is that correct?
For now, yes. For now. So the whole prize pool was $30 million, so $3 million going to the winner of the solo and $3 million going to the winner of the duo teams. And so the team would have to split the $3 million, but the solo winner walks away with $3 million cash, US dollars. I mean, it's an incredible amount of money. But yes, there's competition in this space, and part of the reason that the creators of Fortnite did this was precisely so that it would spark this conversation about how much money there is in Fortnite itself. Because the other huge contender in terms of prize pool is Dota 2, Defense of the Ancients, is what it used to be called.
Okay.
That is a game from Valve Software, but the difference between the approach by the two publishers is Valve crowdsources its prize pool effectively. And so the prize pool for Dota has now, they do an event called the International, has now exceeded $30 million as well.
Sure.
And so I expect that later in the year when the International is on, it will retake the crown of being the event with the highest prize pool. So Dota 2, it's a much smaller game, I would argue, in terms of player base. But Dota 2 has been kind of very protective of its crown of being the highest paid game in esports.
Okay. Now, look, teenagers from America, from the UK, from France competing at this highest level of their esport. Are any South Africans, to your knowledge, playing at this level of the game? Do we have such a thing as a professional gamer in South Africa?
Yes, there are professional gamers in South Africa, but none that are competing necessarily at that level in Fortnite. We've got teams like Bravado Gaming that have tried to make a go of it by going overseas to play in, you know, Counter-Strike.
Mm-hmm.
So not quite the amount of prize money in that as there is in games like this. We do have, but it's a challenge playing from South Africa, even though our internet access in the country has improved a lot with fiber to the home and sort, yeah, and that sort of thing. The physical distance between us and the Western world, where these huge tournaments are being held, there's nothing you can do about the speed of light. The speed of light is what it is, and so we play at a bit of a disadvantage, and sometimes a massive disadvantage in terms of latency. And so the only way to really make a go of it is the same way you make a go of Hollywood. You move to Los Angeles.
Yeah, okay, I understand. I mean, a lot has been said about the future of gaming, that this is already a billion-dollar industry, and that the kind of profile of the gamer is changing. I believe in South Africa, women are as active almost as men, and a lot being talked about that. I know we have had an Africa Games Week that happened late last year. Is enough being done, in your opinion, to encourage and grow and develop the market here in South Africa?
No, to be completely honest, there are companies that are doing a tremendous amount. Telkom is spending a lot of money on its gaming league, its Masters League, and so on. Other companies are sponsoring esports and so on a lot. One has to prioritize, and so while I would like to see more being done from a government perspective, the fact is our government has bigger fish to fry at this stage. So no, there's not as much as nearly could be done to make us live up to our potential as a country. But I've seen communities in Soweto and so on building their own events, and I think that's where the future of it is going to be. We used to do this 10 years ago when I was an avid LAN gamer. And I'm kind of seeing a resurgence in that now again, where the communities themselves are putting on their own events and trying to, and it's not just about becoming better and having a shot at a grand prize one day. It's about having fun as a community as well, playing a sport that you like, much the same way as you might organize like a community football match or something like that.
A community esports event, why not? Okay, Jan Vermeulen, thanks so much for some really interesting insights into the world of gaming, both at home and internationally. Jan is editor-at-large for My Broadband. So a 16-year-old, young Kyle Giesdorf, winning that prize pool, the $3 million prize in the individual players event. I don't know if you want to tell your kids about that as inspiration to think big and work towards the top of their game, quite literally, or whether that's going to be something you choose to keep to yourself in the hopes of discouraging them from playing more Fortnite. They probably know already, trust me, exactly who won how much. But interesting insights from Jan Vermeulen. Thank you so much for that.